Time to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Today we welcome Tom Danahy from the Daviess County Family YMCA. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Time again for the annual Taste of Daviess County, and we are looking forward to it. I tell you, I gave away some passes earlier this morning. Phones just lit up off the hook. Many people excited about this, and for those not familiar with the Taste, I don't know where you've been for the last 24 years, but give us kind of a synopsis of what's going to happen, Tom.
Well, right. You know, the Y is a charity giving out a lot of financial assistance. We have to recruit some fundraising money, and it's just one way, a quick and easy way to help the YMCA continue all the programs that we do there. So the Taste of Daviess County, individuals and businesses contribute to us, but this time we get all the restaurants providing a night of just excellent food, so we want to promote them and thank them very much for allowing us to enjoy food, and that's what we do. We just go around and eat and taste all the foods from all the good food restaurants in town.
You just eat until your heart is content. This is a fundraiser I can really get involved with, Tom. And we do. The radio station will be broadcasting live from it. We always look forward to it, too. But, you know, where else really can you feed the family for $30 this kind of different variety of food? You know?
Oh, yeah, you can't.
You really can't. Let's talk about some of the restaurants that you have coming this year.
Yes, we have H and Farm Market, Reed's Food and Stuff, the Cherry Ghost Coffee House, Johnny's Savory Sauce, Hank's Market, The Lodge, Long John Silver's, KFC, Carla's Catering and Creations, Pizza Hut, Purdue Farms, R&B Concessions, American Table Family Restaurant, The Produce Patch, MMM, Yo, That's Good, and the End of the Trail Restaurant.
You know, and there's some new ones in there this year. There's some restaurants that come back year after year, and we appreciate them because these restaurants, we do need to give them a big shout-out and a big thank you because they really are the heart and soul of making this a success.
Well, it is, and a lot of times we just get in the habit of going to certain places, and then when you see how many very good restaurants there are in our town, it's a chance for them to showcase what's new on the menu, and we find that it helps them.
Smorgasbord is the best way to describe it. You know, all of these restaurants, you don't have to go to 20 different places. They're all in one location. They'll be at the community building at Eastside Park. Tickets, Tom, how much are they again?
A single ticket is $15, couple $25, and a family is $30. You can get tickets at the door, but right now you can get them at the YMCA and save $3.
That's what you want to do. Get them at the YMCA, save yourself some money, and save the date. It's going to be Monday, April 24th this year.
From 4:30 to 7:30.
Got lots of door prizes, too, right?
Oh, and thank you. Thanks to the radio station for really making sure that that happens. Yes, we appreciate that.
We are glad to help out. Now, this money is going to scholarship youth to make sure everyone can utilize the YMCA.
Correct.
And that is so important because you do use this, use these dollars and throughout the year.
We have over 300 families on financial assistance, and not only for membership, but occasionally someone wants to get into a football program or basketball, and we help them. You know, we want to see kids play.
Any new programs that you have coming up?
Well, this time of year, it's swim lessons and day camp. And our day camp, we have field trips every Friday. Two buses pull up, all the kids get in. They go to some really enriching and educational places to keep them occupied. And for mom and dads who are working, well, what else are you going to do?
That's right. YMCA is there for the community, and again, it takes money to keep it operating. It is a charitable organization, and events like the Taste of Daviess County help to make it operate. So be sure to come out and bring the family Monday, April 24th, the Taste of Daviess County, 4:30 to 7:30 at the Daviess County Family or at the Eastside Park Community Building. Benefit for the Daviess County YMCA. Tickets are on sale now. Get them at the Y and save yourself $3, but they will be available at the door, too, in case you forget. And then after you eat all that food, you've got that wellness center to work it all off.
That's it. We'll burn those calories right up.
Job security, Tom. Job security. I like the way you guys think. Tom, thanks so much again.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Looking forward to it. The Taste of Daviess County, Monday, April 24th at the Community Building at Eastside Park. Take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.